The years have passed, but the memories endure. Danilo de la Fuente was a labor activist when he was arrested in 1982 and imprisoned without trial for 4 years.
They held my head and rubbed it against the wall. When I doubled over in pain, they would punch me again.
Thousands of people were tortured, disappeared or killed after martial law was imposed in 1972 by then-President Ferdinand Marcos. He was ousted in a popular uprising in 1986. But now, his son and namesake is poised to be the next president of the Philippines. Rights groups have accused Marcos Jr. of whitewashing the human rights abuses and corruption that took place during his father's rule, recasting it as a time of peace and prosperity. For Santiago Matelia, who was detained for 4 months during martial law, having another Marcos in power is unthinkable.
I still feel deep in my heart the hurt they have caused us.
In the capital, Manila, there's a memorial built to honor those who lost their lives fighting against martial law. Their names are etched into the wall of remembrance.
Some of the names here took up to 10 years to verify before they were carved into this wall. And there's a backlog of around 200 names to be approved.
The center also runs campaigns to educate Filipinos about what really happened during that time. But there are concerns about its future under a new incoming administration.
I am worried and I'm scared that this site might be closed down by the Marcos Jr. presidency, because this is a landmark that cannot be denied regarding the atrocities of martial law. There are names on the wall of remembrance, and each name has a story.
The fight for justice has been a long one. It was only in 2013 that the Philippine government passed a law to provide recognition to victims and their families.
There was a human rights compensation bill that was passed in last Congress and implemented, where people who were tortured, killed by the Marcos dictatorship were actually compensated. That cannot be taken away. The money cannot be taken back from them. The history of that cannot be taken away.
For De La Fuente, monetary reparation is secondary. What he and his fellow victims want, he says, is for Filipinos to know the truth about that era so that history may never repeat itself. Florence Louis, Al Jazeera, Manila.